Hi, this is Paige.
Hey Paige, how's it going? This is Kyle with Boss at Home.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, is this a good time to chat?
Yeah, perfect.
All
I
right.
just got back from my thing, so.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for being flexible. I really appreciate
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So it looks like you're looking for some pet sitting for your golden mix.
He's a old like 14 and a half golden mix with, some 14 and a half year old problems. But he's a
Sure.
real sweet guy, and I just, he's too he's got he's just too kind of got a little separation anxiety. He's just too he's kind of got neuropathy in his hips. He
Sure.
moves pretty well, so he can do little walks, but he mostly just sleeps, and I have him on some gabapentin, which is, I think it's a kind of a painkiller and anti-inflammatory thing. So
Right.
he's, just he'll be very easy,
Okay.
but I don't, I, but he does need people, here and
Oh, yeah.
there. So, and so I didn't know, I thought I'd see how you do it. Like, you can just explain. I had a somebody had her own company do it for a while. We're pretty new to Fort Collins, so and she was a grad student and she left. She moved
Oh.
from town, so she was doing it, and so, and she was great. And they'd come over a couple times a day, take them out, walk a little bit, and feed them and hang out with them a little, and that seemed to work. And then but he didn't he wasn't in as bad a shape as he is now. He seems to be he has doesn't have an eye, he doesn't have very good hearing, and he
Sure.
kind of wanders.
Sure. Well, we can definitely help out with all that. Let's
Okay.
see. Could I check your address just to make sure you're in our
Yeah.
service area?
It's
All right. And what's your zip code over there? All right.
we're right along the Spring Creek Trail by the gardens at Spring Creek.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's definitely in our
Yeah.
service area
So
there.
we're in between, Shields and Center. But our road. So
Oh.
it's a sort of tucked away neighborhood people don't know about.
Oh, those are always fun. Yeah, it's amazing
Yeah.
how many there are.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Would you like us to do any garden watering during the summer months?
It's only for like a week, and we have a sprinkler system. You do gardening too?
Well, we do garden watering. We'll water plants if they need it. Indoor plants
Yeah,
and
no.
then, oh, okay. Sure.
I don't think, I doubt if there's any need for that. 'Cause I think we'll have it covered since we're just gonna be gone from like the 17th night of the 17th, and we come back the night of the 22nd.
Okay, sure.
So, and I didn't know you do. You said you do house sitting too, right?
Sure,
Is
and
that?
we offer a lot of services at
Yeah.
house sitting that's involved in house sitting, like watering the garden, taking the trash
Yeah.
to the curb, that type of thing. We
I don't
can.
even think we need to do that because we're not
Okay.
going to be gone during trash day. So, maybe it's
Sure.
better to just have somebody come by a couple times a day. I'm more
Right.
concerned about his anxiety being
Yep.
left alone with his, he just seems to, he's just on his last years or so, hopefully years. But he just
Yeah.
seems to go slower.
Sure,
He
sure,
definitely couldn't
sure.
handle a kennel. Put it
Yeah,
that way.
absolutely, absolutely. Do you know what length visits you would like to set up?
I don't know. What do you normally do? It's, I mean, I don't want them
Ooh.
to come in, feed them, and run, you know.
Yeah.
If I was hoping for a little walk, sometimes I'll do there, since it is right by the Spring Creek Trail. Every other day, I'll take him on a loop that's about a mile,
Oh,
and he
okay.
can do that really slow. You know,
Oh,
it's
huh.
not really slow. And so it'd be nice to do that. But then there's another one where I just take him down to the trash can, you know, that where I go to the Spring Creek Trail and I'll go to a bridge to the right and then,
Sure.
you know, east and then turn around and come back, and he can do that. So I'd be like that. So one walk a day, a couple, you know, a half an hour to an hour, I guess, on each visit.
Okay, and I can cover what we offer and the prices, and then what can be done in each length of visit.
Okay.
So we have 15-minute visits,
Okay.
and they're $19.50. A 15-minute visit, that's enough time for a dog visit, just a quick little potty break, something like that. Sometimes we'll set those up for a bedtime visit if we're doing 3 visits a day, just as a quick potty break there at the end of the day.
Okay. Okay.
And then that's enough time for that potty break and an update. Let's see. Then we have the 30-minute visit, and that's
Okay.
$24.50, and that's enough time for, say, like a meal and a short walk, or playtime, kind of one or the
Okay.
other. It doesn't leave a lot of time for both if you're looking for that, but good for a short little
Okay.
walk and a good update and all that. Let's
Yeah.
see. And then the
There's not
45,
much playing.
sure. Yeah, so maybe we'd be doing that walk in the 30-minute just to the trash can.
Yeah.
And then we've got a 45-minute visit. That's $29.50. And those, I always say that's enough time for, say, like a nice long walk. Yeah, we're not doing playtime, but it'd be like a short walk and playtime, that type of thing, and a meal, and all that. So that's kind of a good amount of time to, for a dog to kind of de-stress and that. And then we have the
Yeah.
60-minute. That's $34.50, and then that's enough time there for, a nice long walk and a meal time, good update, and then also some time for, your dog to kind of just relax and de-stress, and a lot of time for cuddles and
Yeah.
loves and snuggles and that type of thing.
Okay. Well, could I put like a schedule together on what I think would work depending on his energy level that I know of? You know, he doesn't, he definitely can't do long walk. I mean, right now I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's the either to do the 2 30-minute visits or
Sure.
like and maybe have one most days, and then maybe have a couple where they I do a 45-minute and a 30-minute, you know,
Sure.
a couple days.
That's a
So, I
good
mean,
way to
that's
go. You can always mix and match.
yeah, 'cause he's not gonna he can't do long walks. He can't, you know, it's just a matter of getting he's not gonna probably eat when somebody's there.
Okay.
Unless they sit down, and I mean, they'll have to sit there for half an hour, and maybe he'll eat. I mean, he doesn't eat much when we leave.
Okay, sure.
And I do have to give him pills, but I've just given up waiting till he eats, and I just give him one in those pill packets. And you
Oh,
said
yeah.
they can give pills. This is a really
Oh,
easy pill to give him, so it's
yeah. We can definitely do that. And depending on what you would like us to be doing during the visit, with other dogs, when they're not feeling like eating, we can, a lot of times we'll, hand feed them a little bit and get them going. If you don't want to spending time doing that, we can customize your visit some other way.
okay. Okay. Well, and I can also give you some canned food. Sometimes he'll eat faster, where I give canned food to help get him to eat it faster. I don't give him much canned food because he's on that kidney diet stuff.
Sure.
No.
Okay.
But
Yeah.
do I meet the per is it one person that's will be consistently coming, and do I get to meet that person beforehand or whoever's doing it?
Sure. So we work as a team, and what we'll do is we'll set up a meet and greet with it's usually two sitters. So you'll
Okay.
get to meet I think I'll probably put this one on Mac and Kate. So we'll set up a meet and
Okay.
greet beforehand. Let's see. We usually try to get the date of the meet and greet a little bit closer to the time of your visits. That way,
Okay.
everything is nice and fresh in your sitter's mind, and then let's see. And then it's fresh in your dog's mind too there that way.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. And then, do you know what time you would like the visits to be?
I guess I would think, between 8 and 9 in the morning,
Okay.
and then in the if that's, walking, I'm not going to be that picky because he tends to be kind of a slow getter upper.
Sure.
And then at night, around dinner time, I guess anywhere between like 4:30 and 6:30 or
Okay.
five, 5 and 7 or something like that. I mean, I
Okay.
see it as kind of either ends of the
Sure.
day.
Sure.
And the walks to be in the morning
Oh,
because
okay.
that's then he gets worn down for the day and he sleeps instead of being anxious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to go. We can set you up with our morning time block, and that's between 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. And then we have
Okay.
a evening time
Yeah,
block.
that sounds good.
Okay, sounds good. We have an evening time block that'll hit your times really well too, and that's between
Okay.
4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Get that set up. Here, I'm just taking a few notes. And then on the first day, will you need both visits, or will you just need the evening visit?
Just the evening one. We're
Oh.
flying out that night, so we'll be gone, but it would be nice to have somebody check in on him
Okay,
and just
perfect.
get the rhythm going. And then
At
the last day we come back, I probably would need the evening visit because I think we get back late that night.
Okay.
I'm going off of what I might have to check on that. I don't have the flights. I put an itinerary together, but I think my husband changed it. So I'll have
Okay.
to check. I know we're flying out like 7:30 on Wednesday, so I know that first night, yes, but not in the early day on the 17th. And then the 22nd, I'll find out about that. I don't know when we're coming back.
Okay, I'll just mark that one as tentative, and we can sort
Okay.
it out once we're a little bit farther down the road.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. And then when works well for you to do a meet and greet?
I work at home, but I also have to work some, I'm mostly here at the house, unless I have to be in Denver meeting with clients. So, anytime, I'm pretty flexible. I set up, when I go to Denver, I set up a ton of stuff. So it's usually the next couple weeks. This week is, you wanted to do it close to the 17th,
Yeah,
so I
let's.
don't have anything set up the 15th or 16th. Is that too
Oh,
close, or do
okay. We could set something up on the 15th if you like. Let's
Okay.
see. We could set something up on the 12th too.
Okay. What's better, do you think?
Either way, yeah, that's far enough out now to where either
Yeah,
way
I
will be
figured it's
good.
okay. Let's do the 15th.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And then would let's see. Would 2 o'clock work well for you in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 15th. Okay. And then these are just some boilerplate questions here. Are there any aggression
Okay.
issues or anything like that?
No.
All
I
right.
mean, there's not a
Right.
whole lot of moving around. He's always been as sweet as can be, so.
I'm sure. We ask everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely with Goldens, it's not usually a concern.
Yeah. He's got Saluki too, which I think is really, that's where all the nerves come.
Oh, yeah.
So he's about 55-pound,
Oh, okay.
slow moving, hairy.
Sure. All right. And then maybe let's cover some of the medical concerns again.
Okay. So the only pill he takes is twice a day, and I give it around his meals, which I feed him in the morning and at night. Like a cup of food, I mix the kidney food with some senior food. And it's gabapentin. So it's just a capsule in one of those pill pockets. That's what I usually use to put it in.
Okay.
And then the other stuff he has is I put some teeth stuff in his water because I haven't been getting his teeth clean because I don't think he could handle going under anesthesia.
Sure.
And then he takes Dasaquin, which I'm not sure, it's probably like a glucosamine thing, once a day, and that can happen anytime. And then I put some omega-3 oils on his food.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
We
always
have a
like
good
to.
bet, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I always like
Okay.
when we're putting a little bit of the fish oil or amino stuff on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it
I don't
always
know if
helps
it's
out.
doing anything, but I don't, I mean, to me, he's only taking the gabapentin. He's, the rest of the stuff is all just to help with his hips.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's hear. And we just started renting out Furbos. It's a treat tossing camera that you can log in with your phone and you can launch treats out into the living room and talk to your dog from vacation.
He can't hear.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, he can barely. He can. I can clap my hands, and he can hear. Or if we
Sure.
really scream, but for the most part, I don't think that's probably worth it.
Okay. Sure. Let's see here. And then we've got what type of harness are you using or collar?
I'm just using a regular collar with a leash. When I
Okay.
walk them,
Sounds
and I
good.
have a bunch of bag, dog poop bags.
Okay.
But he's not, we're going so slow.
Oh, okay. That's good. All right.
Patience.
Yeah. And then will anyone else be in your home while we're doing the visits?
No, so
Okay.
it'll just be, as far as I know, if we have anything going on, it's going to be outside. In the garden and stuff.
Okay.
So, we won't have anybody here. We have our neighbors having like an emergency access, but other than that, nobody will be here.
Okay,
And I
sounds
don't
good.
think anything else will be need to be done, but I'll know closer when we get to the time,
Okay.
closer to the day if we have anything that needs to be watered or.
Sure. Okay, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, and we don't mind if there's people there in between our visits or whatever else. But if someone's going to be there during our visits, we like to know just so we know if we're going to run into anybody.
Okay, yeah, I think for both sides. Yeah, nobody should be in the house.
Okay, great. Yeah, it can sure make your heart stop when you see someone you don't know. All right. And then as far as the length of visits go, do you know how you'd like to mix and match those?
I was thinking like either like to have mostly do the 2 half-hours.
Okay.
And then, you know, and one can be where they're just hanging out for half an hour and paying attention to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple with the 45 minutes, like a half an hour and a 45 minute, or a 45 minute and a half an hour.
Okay.
So I can, you know, I can send you an email of how I think it should go, you know, like a half an hour visit, that 17th at night, you know, do that just so you get and I'll commit to that so you'll know what to schedule and.
Sure.
Make the change of plans.
Sure. I appreciate that. And what I'll do is I'll send you an invitation to our online system, and through there, I'll put your schedule on there, and you can update it when you see it if you would like it to be some other way. Right now, I can just kind of put down some, again, just tentative visits that you can restructure how you like.
I bet just by our talking, you'll know what I mean, what I'm thinking, just to alternate the longer ones, you know, every other day or something like that, or just fit a couple in. But really keeping to at least the 2 half-hour visits a day.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'll get that set up. I'll take a look at what it looks like on the schedule and set something up for you. Let's see. So yeah, through the online system, you'll be able to see that schedule. In the future, you can request visits through the online system, which is pretty slick.
Okay.
Let's see. You can fill out a pet profile. And I always say that there's a lot of questions on there, but you only need to fill out what makes sense for you. You know, not all the questions are going to apply to everybody in every case. There's a home profile on there also, and same story there, you know, not everything's going to apply to everybody in every situation, so you only need to fill out what makes sense for you. Let's see, all the billing is done through the online system. You can send us messages through there too, which is pretty handy. Let's see, if you have any questions about using it, you can give me a call anytime. And I'll send you an invitation to that, and I've got
yes.
Okay. All right. I'll send that over. I've got to run to another thing here in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But I'll send that invitation over. It might be this evening before it comes through. Is
that
okay?
Fine.
Okay.
No, no worries.
Sounds good. And then we'll send picture message updates at every visit. Is this a good number to send those updates to?
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then just to confirm, I've got July 17th through July 22nd, and we're doing a mix and match of the 30-minute visits twice a day, and then 30 and 45-minute visits twice a day, every other day, kind of just depending on what makes sense.
Yeah.
And then we've got a morning and evening visit. On the first day, we'll just set up the evening visit, and then we have a tentative for the last day where we'll set up both.
Then
we've got a meet and greet set up for 2 p.m. on July 15th.
That's right.
All right. Sounds good. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, you know, I'm sure something might come up, but it's pretty simple. I'm going to say he's probably one of the going to be an easy one. I just worry about him being nervous.
Sure. Yeah. And, we can always help out with that, too. You know, with, there's a yeah, we can always make them feel good.
Yeah, we only leave them maybe a week or and a couple of days a year, you know, just because he's, I mean, just the last couple of years because he's old, maybe 2 weeks a year because he's, he just has so much anxiety around nobody being around.
Sure.
So.
All right, well, we'll make sure he's feeling good.
Okay, great.
At least while we're there. Let's see. Do you have any anything else there?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll get this sent off. And if you have any other questions or updates or feedback, you can give me a call anytime.
Okay. Great.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.